in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to see everybody out there and see these smiling faces. I hope nobody's out there frowning today, but God has been a great God. He's all a great blessing.
Amen.
Beginning of this conference, we expect to see greater blessings as we go through the conference. Proceeding. Today, Brother Bill is our leader of our head of our conference. He's been a great asset so far. So just good to be here this morning and be in the presence of the Lord. If you have your Bible, we'd like to turn to Hebrews chapter 1. Begin with verse 1. God, at sundry time and in divers manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he hath appointed heir of all things, for whom also he made the world, who being the brightness and his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by him first our sins set down on the right hand of the majesty on high, been made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inherited obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels he said at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the forgotten, first forgotten into the world, he said, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of his angels he said, Who maketh his angels spirit, and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, sin. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall be waxed old as a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels he said he at any time, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister? Then who shall be heir of salvation? And dropping down to the third verse of the second chapter, it says, How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which is at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and call you our Father this morning, because you love us so much and we're willing to send your Son into the world that we might be saved, that we might be born again and have eternal life, and we might be redeemed by the precious blood of Christ who paid a ransom for our sins at Calvary. Lord, we ask you to be with each one here this morning that might rejoice to be in your presence. We ask you to be with the business portion of this conference today, that you'll anoint it, knowing that you'll be in our very presence and our very midst to carry out that which needs to be done. And Lord, we ask you now to be for us and be with me as I speak thy word. May you open unto us the things that you have to speak, that the Holy Spirit lead and direct. Oh, we ask you in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Took our text from Hebrews 1-3. I will use the text or subject this morning. I'd like to say God is still speaking. God is still speaking to his people today, as he was in the days of old, when he spoke unto the Father under the old covenant. He is still speaking to you and I today in this age in which we live. He is trying to point us in the right direction. But sometimes God's people, it's hard to be led in the way that God was having to be led. See, we want to stray sometimes to the left and sometimes to the right. But God wants us to get on a path that points us toward heaven to make that our mark. And he says, press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. He wants us to get our feet on the mark and keep pressing, keep going on, and keep up until we enter that precious, glorious kingdom of heaven, where we will spend eternity there with him for all ages. And then one day at the end of this age, as the scripture has told him, that he will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we will reign with him 1,000 years. That's going to be a wonderful time, folks, for those who make it, and the end of the, that they can enter the joy of heaven and be in the presence of God for all eternity. As he said, he spoke unto the Father at one of the old covenants, and in the last days he has spoken unto us by his Son. God is still speaking to you and I today through his eternal word. But many times we turn aside from this old book. We can say it's not what it ought to be, but it's the best thing we got.
Amen.
There's nothing else that we can use that's any better than this old book of this Bible, the word, eternal word of God. It comes straight down from the throne of God.
Amen.
And it's pure. It has a pure purpose and a pure foundation. And it's to save God's people, to lead them in the virtue and admonition of the Lord. There's no other reason, no other plan that God has other than Jesus Christ and his eternal word, which is the eternal word. And his word will stand pure forever. And he's still speaking today. He's telling us, I think he's telling that we ought to be listening to what God is trying to tell us. But sometimes we have to ask the question, are we really listening to what God wants to show us? Are we doing what God wants us to do? Are we doing the things that God would have us to do? And holiness and righteousness and purity of heart. God wants us to be a perfect people. God doesn't want a simple race. He died that he might save us from sin. He said that he came into the world, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He's still telling us that he has sent his Son into the world to save us from our sins. Christ came and died on the cross that you and I might be saved. Without that shedding of that precious blood on that cross today, when he cried out, it's finished, and that post pierced his heart inside, we can never be forgiven. We can never be saved. That is the price he had to pay for your redemption and mine. Some say, well, why did he have to die on the cross? Without the shedding of blood, he says, there's no remission of sin. He had to pay the price for your sin. He had to pay the price for my sin. Not for you or mine, he said, but for the entire world. For he came that you and I might be saved, and that you and I might be born again. He paid the price for our redemption on Calvary's cross. And by that, we know that he was willing to go to the cross. He was willing to lay down his life for us. He laid it, no one caused him to lay it down, but he said, I lay it down for myself.
Amen.
He was willing to sacrifice himself that you might be saved, that we all might come to that saving knowledge of Christ, that we might be redeemed through that precious blood which he spilt on in heaven on that cross, that we might make heaven our eternal home. And he says here that we need to let him speak to our hearts. We need to let him talk to us and show us in which direction that we need to go in his life.
Amen.
Without his direction of the Holy Spirit, we cannot do the things that God would have us to do. We'll need God every moment. We'll need the Holy Spirit every moment. We'll need God to direct us every instant of our lives. But if we try to live any other way, we'll come short, we'll falter, and we'll fail. We need to let God have his way in our lives. This, he says, he is heir. The scripture says here, which we read, he is heir of all things. He is owner of all things. He is the owner of this. He created this whole world that you and I live in. But he created, well, not for himself, but he created for you and I, that we might be born into his kingdom and have everlasting life. He created man. And with Genesis, we find that man was created, but something happened. Man failed. Man comes short of what God really wanted him to be. And it had to be some offering, some sacrifice made. Often of the old covenant, there was a bull, a goat, heifer, and calf to be sacrificed for the sin offering. But that was not good enough. God sent His Son in likeness of sinful flesh and of sin. Gave Himself for you and I as the sacrificial lamb of God that taketh away the sin. As John says, behold, He that taketh away the sins of the world.
Amen.
He died for your sins and for mine at Calvary. There's no other way, there's no other price that can pay for man's sins other than the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. He created man, as we said. Man failed, and man is still in need of a Savior today. If we don't have Christ, we don't have anything. What are we if we don't have Christ?
Amen.
We're lost and undone. Ever to perish eternally. Lost to perish in eternity. Because we don't have Jesus as our Savior. We can have Him, and we should have Him, but sometimes we neglect. God is still speaking. He's risen to save you. He's risen to change your heart. He's risen to change our lives and make us just what He would have us to be. But we have some part to play. We must yield to that call and to that way, that we might have that hope in Him. Yes, Christ, when He died on the cross, He purged us from our old sins. Then what happened? He said He sat down on the right hand of the Master of our own house. So He moved out of this world and to the presence of God. And sits on the right hand of God. What's He doing there? He's making intercession for you and me. I can just imagine, it was me speaking to myself, when I gave my heart to God, I can imagine you said something like this. You know, Father, John has sinned, but he has confessed his sin. Will you forgive him of his sin? Oh, how sweet it was.
Amen.
He's the same today. It's sweet to know the Lord. You know that sweetest name? Jesus. There's a song. That's a great thing. Oh, the lovely name of Jesus. How sweet it is to know and to have Him as our Savior. Jesus Christ was. He was on the right hand of the high. Jesus Christ was the bright and express image of God. He was, like we used to say about some of our hearers, sometimes He was a physical image of His Father. Well, that's what Jesus Christ was. He was just like God. He was God. In all of His being, He was just like God. He was holy. He was righteous. And we find that He came to be our sin bearer. He was the very image of the Father. He could not be a sin bearer for us. He could not have been a sacrifice for us if He had not been pure, if He had not been holy, if He had not been righteous. God, His Christ had not been our sacrificial lamb. He was that sacrificial lamb that paid the price for our redemption at Calvary.
Yeah.
He loved righteousness. Scripture says here, if we read it, He loved righteousness. He hated iniquity, which is sin. He was perfect, and there was no flaw in Him. You know that old lamb when He was offered by the high priest? When the person laid his hand upon the head of that old lamb, it could not be one flaw in that lamb that He would have rejected. If there had been sin in Christ, He would have been rejected. He would have never been the Savior of the world. I'm so glad He was perfect.
Amen.
I'm so glad He was pure. I'm so glad He was holy and just in the sight of God. He was worthy to be called the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. I think He said that he was a hater of iniquity. I think every child of God ought to be a hater of iniquity. You ought to be a hater of sin. He should have no part of any part of sin or do anything that would lead him away from God. But that he would hold on and cling to the cross, because the cross is the thing that makes the difference. That old rugged cross. That's where our Savior died. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He is the only way, none other way. If you try to climb up any other such way, you're such as robbers and thieves. So we cannot steal our way into heaven. Only one way is coming by the cross. Coming by Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He sacrificed himself. And Paul said it like this, I want to know no other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Christ was paid, has paid the redemption for mankind. He is purchased by His own blood. And he, as we said, He is perfect. And He is the sacrificial lamb. He is betrayed in this text which we read as Lord of Lords and Eternal King. One day He's coming again. Will you be ready to meet Him? Will you be expecting His place to be held part in that resurrection? Will you be ready to help that part to reign with Him when He comes to reign and to rule this world? 1,000 years, He said He'll rule it with a rod of iron. It's going to be hard, we are ruling, but God is very good. God is very straight. He expects us to walk a straight line. Amen. We're going to make heaven our home.
Amen.
Yes, He will remain forever. He says that we need to make our reservation, that we're going to be a part of that. Have you made your reservation for God?
Amen.
He met Him in an old altar prayer. Now the whole harvest know what? Behind the barn. I know what that means.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Make your reservation. Leave Him. Now. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He's made the provision. Don't reject it. Accept it while you can. Walk with it each daily life. And when this life is finished, you will have everlasting life. This is God so loved the world that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but through Him the world might be saved. That's the price He paid for you and I. And that's what it takes for us to accept Him, to know Him, to make that reservation to meet Him and be with Him for all eternity. He says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? There won't be any escape when we stand before Him.
Amen.
He's going to be the judge. Kind of like the story I heard of this man had been in trouble, and he stood before the judge one day. He said, Judge, I didn't pass the sentence. He said, Judge, you know, don't you not realize who I am? Don't you know Him? He said, yes, I know you. But that day you were having trouble, or in trouble. I was your Savior. Today, I'm your judge. Jesus is going to be the judge. He's going to have the last word. He's going to have the last thing.
Amen.
How will you face it when you stand before Him? That's the question here today. Give it all to Him.
Amen.
God is still speaking. Listen to Him. Now. Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
All right. At this time, we'd like all the ministers and delegates to be involved. Have a roll call. All right, ministerial roll. Reverend Robert Andrews.
Here.
Reverend Nate Ballard.
Here.
Reverend Stephen Carter.
Here.
Reverend Bobby Dawson. Reverend Carlos Dawson.
Here.
Reverend LaDon Dawson.
Here.
Reverend Billy Frazier.
Here.
Reverend B.F. Gerald.
Here.
Reverend Ralph Gerald.
Here.
Reverend Dan Henry.
Here.
Reverend Ms. Maxine Jenkins.
Present.
Reverend James Roy Killingsworth.
Here.
Reverend Tommy Lambert.
Here.
Reverend Newton Pertwee.
Yeah.
Reverend Wayne Sellers.
Here.
Reverend Reggie Smith.
Present.
Reverend Kenny Sutherland. Reverend Mark Williams.
Here.
Unstationed ministers. Reverend Ms. Jennifer Burson. Reverend Ms. Faye Gerald. Reverend Ms. Doris Mason. Reverend Brian Pennington. Reverend Bobby Stevenson. Superannuates, Reverend Paul Edwards. Reverend John Gerald. Reverend John Jenkins.
Hey.
Reverend Ken Renfro. Undergraduates, Peter Lanigan.
Here.
Deaconess, Ms. Diane Reed.
Here.
Delegates, Bear Creek, Earl Haley.
Here.
Castle Chapel, Sheila Carter.
Here.
Clear Creek, Glenn McConnell.
Here.
Crossroads, Ann Fleming.
Here.
Divide, Laura Calhoun.
Here.
Forest Grove, Dewitt Boyd.
Here.
Friendship, Duffy Bankston.
Here.
Golden Grove, Donis Chatham.
Here.
Hickory Grove, Carolyn Slater.
Here.
Laurel, Angel Hosey.
Here.
Monticello, Bill Howell.
Yeah,
Diane Reed. Neely, Susie Smith.
Here.
New Hope, Doyle Whitehead.
Here.
Newton, Leslie Carmichael. Pineville, Julia Thorne. Sharp Memorial, Mary Lou Sharp. Shiloh, Robert Johnson. Minutes for Wednesday, June 20th, 2012, 10 a.m. The Mississippi Annual Conference was called into the 171st session by President Reverend Billy Frazier. Prayer, Reverend LaDon Dawson. The program was presented to the conference for consideration. Motion to adopt by Reverend LaDon Dawson, seconded by Doyle Whitehead. The program was adopted. Group 1 committees appointed. Recess for committee work and prayer by Reverend Billy Frazier. Wednesday, 10:40 a.m. business session. Group 1 committee reports. Partial report of the credentials committee submitted by Reverend Dan Henry. Motion to adopt by Reverend Dan Henry, seconded by Doyle Whitehead. Partial report was adopted. Rules of Order Committee was submitted by Reverend Wayne Sellers. Motion to accept by Reverend Wayne Sellers, seconded by Reverend Ralph Cheryl. Report was accepted. All members of the conference were called within the bar at this time. Roll call, ministers 14, on-station ministers 2, superannuates 1, undergraduates 1, deaconess 1, lay delegates 16. Partial report of the Mirror Committee presented by Reverend Reggie Smith. Reverend Reggie Smith moved the report be adopted, seconded by Reverend Mark Williams. Partial report adopted. Recess for communion service and prayer by Leslie Carmichael. Wednesday, 11 a.m. communion service, piano Laura Calhoun, song service led by Robert Johnson, song Standing on the Promises. Prayer, Reverend Dan Henry. Special song, Look for Me at Jesus' Feet, sung by Robert Johnson. Introduction to speaker by Reverend Billy Frazier. Message, Reverend Bobby Dawson. Scripture, 1 Chronicles 28:8-10. The topic, characteristics of a servant. Prayer, Reverend Bobby Dawson. Communion was served by the Communion Committee. Recess and prayer and blessing for noon meal by Reverend Carlos Dawson. Wednesday, 1 p.m. special session. Reverend Billy Frazier, conference president, Dr. Thomas Calhoun, and Reverend Bobby Dawson, conference trustees, presided over a hearing regarding the Cross Point / Vicksburg Church vote to withdraw from the Methodist Protestant Church. Recess for supper. Wednesday, 7 p.m. worship service. Piano Laura Calhoun. Song service led by Robert Johnson. Song, There's Power in the Blood. Prayer, Reverend Ralph Gerald. Song, When I See the Blood. Special music, Did I Mention? Sung by Kathy Frazier. Introduction to speaker by Reverend Billy Frazier. Speaker, Reverend Carlos Dawson. Scripture, 2 Corinthians 6:11-7:1. Topic, Does Holiness Matter? Prayer, Reverend Carlos Dawson. Recessed in prayer by Reverend Billy Frazier. All right, you heard the minutes read of the preceding day. Is there any discussion or is anything needs to be changed? Okay. Yes?
We got a partial report.
That stands approved. They stand approved. Okay.
We received the credentials from Cottsburg Church.
Joel Gilmore is their delegate, and Elizabeth Edwards is the alternate. If there's anyone else that has a certificate for the delegate, we need it now. If not, I submit the report.
Okay. Move to be set.
Yes, sir.
All right, now here's second on it. All in favor, accept the credentials, report, let me know, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ravlin. Oh, Rich. I'm sorry, Brother Rich.
Ready
for the president's report, sir? Yes. Okay. The reason I asked this, I got this wrong last year, so I thought best to ask. I was taught years ago by my father, you don't know exactly what you're doing to ask. So I'm asking. Okay, I'll turn the floor over to the secretary at this time to give my report. Greetings to the 171st Annual Conference of the Mississippi Methodist Protestant Church. At the close of last year, we had three churches left in the hands of the president: Coxburg, New Hope, and Hickory Grove. I signed Tracy Eldridge of Coxburg. He started out years ago under the leadership of Ms. Melba Hope in Yazoo City. And he still has ties to the Methodist Protestant Church, so he was assigned there. New Hope was left without a full-time pastor as Brother Carlos was working to finish the course of study. Reverend James McNeely filled in for a while and others until we got the approval from Brother Carlos Dawson to go back there full-time. Hickory Grove has been using different pastors from William Carey College to supply their pulpit. Shortly after conference last year, Vicksburg First Cross Point Church contacted me about withdrawing from the Methodist Protestant Conference. I've been involved in this almost all year long. I would like to thank the district committee for all the help that they have given me this year. We have prayed all year long to ask God's guidance in this situation. We have met countless times to discuss this matter and to pray for God's will. We want to please God in everything that we do. I met with the Ministerial Education Relations Committee several times this year. We had a hard time getting the work done due to sickness in our committee, but we did manage to carry on work as usual, and we got it done. Brother Carlos Dawson completed his work and was ordained at the General Conference that we had May of this year. Brother Peter Landgen is going to school, and he's doing his work as required. I think both of these young men will be a great asset to our company, and we need to pray for them daily. The Camp Meeting Committee and the Council of Religious Education has met several times this year, and we're ready for Bible Camp. We would like to thank Sharp Memorial and everyone who has donated money for the mattresses for the camp. And
amen.
You see these mattresses out here, which we really didn't want that to happen, but it was a case of where they got delivered, and we didn't have anything to do with them, so we had to do as we know. Well, they will be disposed of or given away as soon as we can take care of that. Be sure and let them know how much we appreciate this gift. We desperately needed those mattresses for our camp, and it's a big improvement, and we like to really thank them for doing that.
Amen.
In past years, we've experienced trouble of the old breaker boxes for the camper hookups. I would like to thank Richie Little and the people who assisted him for rewiring and installing new breaker boxes. Now, this cost us $1,800, but if we had gotten someone else to have done it, it would probably cost in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $6,000, so we're proud of that. And as you know, that's very critical in electricity, because if you have low voltage, it will burn appliances up quicker than anything else. So we're glad to get that taken care of. The new church donated metal chairs to the campground to replace the old rusty ones we currently use. They was used, but we still appreciate that because we needed them. If I've left anyone out, please know that I appreciate everything you've done to defer the cost of things this day and time. I don't intend to leave anybody out, but sometimes you just almost gonna leave somebody out. But I want to thank everybody. I would like to thank the people in Vicksburg who want to continue to have a Methodist Protestant church there. Pray for them that they will keep on keeping on. Reverend Mark Williams has been a tremendous help there, and I want to thank both he and Reverend Madon Dawson for everything they've done this year in Vicksburg. We have had some tough times, and they've been through a lot. I met with a couple of people from McGee, Mississippi, about Antioch Church. As all you know, it's been extinct for several years, but we're just having problems getting the keys to the church and getting money. We're kind of flip-flopping back and forth to whether or not we want to try starting a church there. So we never could get anybody to really get excited and really want to do it. So I had a letter from them that they wanted to meet with me, and so they did. And they gave me a check for $10,000 that they were holding in keys to the church. I turned the check over to the conference treasurer. I met with an appraiser and in the process of having a lawyer in McGee transferred the deed over to the Mississippi District and Methodist Protestant Church. We have three parties that's interested in buying the church and the property. This needs to be done as soon as possible, since we've already been vandalized in the past few months. I've had several phone calls and letters concerning the use of the King James Version Bible. I would like to see our people getting back to the King James Version of the Bible. I think it's the best. It's my opinion. But I did promise some people that since they called me that I would include that in my report. I would like to thank each one of you who have prayed for me, sent cards and emails, supported and lifted me up in prayer. You will never know how much it's appreciated. May God bless each one of you. I'm Reverend Billy Frazier, and I move that this report be accepted.
Can I second?
Who's second?
Rev.
All those in favor of accepting this report, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I think it's time for the treasurer's report.
They made it all of the intelligent. The first page is supposed to be the court that doesn't want anything. Anything received after June the 10th is not included in this report. The next page talks about the conference property, and the main change there has to do with the McGee property. The Antioch Church property is in the hands of the conference. We've been paying the utilities for the past few years. It's Brother Billy stated he's been working on getting with the people and transferring everything. The title and the property were transferred, and the bank balance was also transferred to the conference. And you'll see it on the next page. The two loans outstanding are listed there. The one from Shiloh Methodist Protestant Church is current. The one from Pearl, there was only one payment received this past year on it. The next page shows the receipts and disbursements for the checking account. You look under the annual conference, we transferred $18,000 from the savings account in there because we had a legal fee to pay and the insurance and all. Then the camp account and the church extension shows the income and everything. The superannuous fund is in better shape this year. We ended with $2,230 in it as compared to $475 last year. We come on down and everything else is like previous years. Now the mission account and the forest rent account, those amounts were transferred to church extension. Of course, the home mission had to open it back up because we had a $5,000 donation specified for home mission. So that's why the home mission account has a balance at this time. If you look at the last line down there, it says Vicksburg Group. I had some of the folks in Vicksburg that came to me. They wanted their tithes to go to the support of the Methodist Protestant Church. And so they asked me if I would take care of it. I went, tried to open a bank account. I didn't have a EIN number, so I couldn't open an account that way. So I put it this way to show that those people were interested in being Methodist Protestant. We paid some expenses, some travel expenses to Mark. We paid Mark some, and that just is reflected in that last line. The next page shows the savings account. As I said, from the annual conference account, we transferred $18,000 to the checking account. And then you have the CDs that shows the amount that's in savings. There's a difference right there of about $1,000-something between the two figures. But after I made my adjusting entries, I had to close a savings checking account that we had to move the 18 to the checking account, and the balance goes into to this CD. It cannot be added to the CD until the CD matures on July the 3rd. At that time, the amount of the CD will be exactly the same amount as the savings account above. The bond fund account for the superannuous fund still shows the $18,000 that we invested. If you look at the next page, it will show you what that $18,000 is worth at this time, which is $23,144.03. That is earning, I think the sheet said, just a fraction over 4% compared to 40-something thousand CDs that you can only get them, a little over 1% interest on them. But that 18 cannot change until we dispose of the bonds. You can't increase that figure until you get rid of the bonds, and then you'll recognize the increase at that time. The next page shows the annual conference budget analysis, shows the expenses for the president, for the secretary, for the treasurer, and the other expenses of the general conference. Now, under the treasurer, I had to replace the computer this year, and that's the reason it's in the forms and paper part down there. That's the reason that amount is up. I had it worked on a couple of times, and none of that seemed to do any good, and finally the man said that it would have to be replaced. The other expenses, I think, are all about
as they were from the previous year, except down over the other annual conference expense, the legal fees. We spent $10,865 in that category. The Bible camp expenses for the next page. The big item under there that we had this past year is that we spent a little over $10,000 on the lift over there. And we worked on last year during conference, and then later on we had to have it worked on again later on in the year. So that was the big expense there. Then shows the analysis for the superannuate down below. And we lost two on there. Miss Sellers passed away this past year. And if you remember at conference last year, the Reverend Bernie Sling was removed. The annual conference expenses on the next page for conference, you'll see there the food costs, the cooks and all of that, the paper supplies and stuff that we brought this down last year. The forest property account just shows the transfer being made and the zero of that account. The mission share analysis. Now this amount shows money that was the churches sent to me that I forwarded on to the general conference treasurer. The general conference handles missions. The annual conference of the church does not. And some of the churches send that money to me and I forward it on to Brian Carlisle. So that's the reason for that analysis. The next page shows the receipt of the $100 from the parties for the upkeep of the camp. Shows the money from the general conference, the $600 they paid. And if you'll notice an amount on there from Stephen Jenkins, that's Brother John Maxine's son. He spent a couple of months in their trailer back here, and he sent me that on his own saying to help cover the expenses of the utilities that he used while he was out there. So that's what we received in that regard. Now, I've received some since January the 10th from some churches that will show up on next year's report. The next page shows miscellaneous income that we've received during the past year from various categories. As I said, we had an anonymous donor for $5,000 for home mission. The other big item on there is the check from the Antioch Church for $10,868.93. Now the $725 from the Monticello Church was for the mattresses, and that has been forwarded to the Sharp Memorial Church because that was a project of theirs and they appreciate the help there. The next page shows the listing by churches and the money received from each church, and the, how it was divided up across the categories. And that covers the conference report. The last two pages have to do with camp meeting funds. It shows the balance that we had last year at this time. Then the income that's listed that we received. Then the amount of interest that account earned is reflected. Then the checks that were issued are on there and shows the balance as of 5/31. There was $5,325 in pledges made at Bible Camp last year. $3,940 of that has been paid. And since I made up this report, I've received another $210 on those pledges. Are there any questions concerning the report? Yes, ma'am.
The money that's being raised for the projector and screen, do we know where that is?
It's in the camp fund, Bible camp fund. Okay. We have about, I'm trying to remember, 45
Is that a misprint?
$4,500 in hand now. I'd have to.
Okay.
I've got it written down.
Like
and, because we got $1,250 in from the Mississippi WMS ranks this year on it. And it's steadily building up, but it's in the Bible.
Four, five.
Any other questions?
I'm looking at annual conference budget analysis, and under the treasurer's expense, it has for forms and paper, $1,650.
That's where the computer is.
Okay, we bought a computer. Okay.
Second.
All right, second by Mark. All in favor of accepting this report, let me know what I'm saying. Aye. All right.
Just one today.
All right, we're ready for the election. Elections committee to come around at this time. Have a remind everybody that the first five pews of the center section, middle section, let me say that, is the bar. If you're not a member of the bar, please exit the bar. If you are part of the bar, enter the bar. Thank you.
For a suggestion right here?
Yes, we'll accept a suggestion.
I suggest that we look at the minutes from last year instead of voting for everybody in the conference and then having to run it off two or three times. Why don't you look at the list, and if those people are good, qualified, just re-elect them. I mean, vote on it, but it helps us if we don't have to run through this thing two or three times. That's what I'm suggesting.
You're suggesting that we look at the minutes?
Yeah, you got minutes? Everybody got a minute?
Save some time this morning.
We'll find you one. Who needs a minute? Now, I'm not saying don't elect somebody different. I'm just saying that that's what you can have it. We've been saying 3 or 4 times.
Like to remind the bar that if you have not turned in your credentials, you're not a member of the bar. This opportunity was given this morning, so if you're not recognized by the credentials committee, you cannot sit in the bar. Nathan, I'm going to have to ask you to remove yourself from the bar. I'm sorry you didn't. We gave opportunity this morning. We're not going to go there today, so I ask you to set to the side. We can't count your vote today because we give opportunity this morning. You didn't do what you were supposed to do.
Y'all didn't even call First Church of Vicksburg this morning.
You did not turn in your credentials to be of election. Well, Brother Dan gave you opportunity to do that. The committee's already met and gave opportunity. We're not going to backtrack this morning. I would take care of a little business this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for your guidance and wisdom. We pray that you would bless, Father, things be according to your will. Help us be according to the things of your scripture and follow the path that you laid before us. I pray for this conference this morning. I pray your direction. Dear Father, help us to be what you would have us to be. I pray for each one that's here. I pray that you would help us to vote according to what you would have us to. And Father, we follow the direction of those that you've asked us to follow today. And we ask it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Well, that's our helpers this morning. Let's go ahead and pass out the papers.
Thank you, Miss Laura. I know.
Yeah,
that didn't. Yeah, when I preached it in my home church, that didn't take 45 minutes.
Previous suggestion already presented to the bar this morning. We have a motion to accept that suggestion. What do y'all like to do with it?
Make a motion that we keep the same.
Yeah. What's your feelings on it? Have any discussion on this suggestion?
No need. All right.
I guess we can do it by committee, or we're going to do it for all of them, or each committee? Okay. We'll wait till they do the
All right. Election for president is by secret ballot. We'll vote for one person to be president of the Mississippi Annual Conference. As you write one name or one person on that paper, and our helpers pick that up this morning.
Number in the bar, no more than one.
Trying to do here is Nathan is king, but he does not have the legal certificate, and it's got to be signed by Brother Andrews and the secretary from Vicksburg or Cross Point Church for him to be able to have the credentials correct. That's the way I know.
The form wasn't sent to the board of the church.
Well, they. Again, it's a difference of opinion. That's where we have it. So,
there's a big difference between what was by the pastor of the church,
right,
and the secretary of science.
Let me tell you the whole story. Right, the credentials were sent to Mark. Mark was supposed to get somebody from your group, right? Oh, it was sent to you as being the pastor of...
Now, there's the confusion right there about this. Right there. Okay?
Okay.
Let's explain that situation. Okay.
The ones who have control of the property at Vicksburg Church is not accepted by the Mississippi District. Okay? We have a problem with those who have keys to property and those who are members of the church. And we got a big mess. Now, we're going to let the conference decide what we're going to do, then you're going to have to decide that. If the paperwork says that the pastor has been assigned by the church, and Methodist Protestant Church has always assigned pastors, so you put a big miscommunication on that. The local church does vote on a pastor. If there's no problem, we allow that assignment to go right back to that same church. But our discipline gives us clear authority to do what's been done here. You can look at it for yourself. Brother Andrews has not been charged with anything. He was removed as pastor of Vicksburg Church. He's not the pastor. He can't sign that. Brother Nathan, I'm talking right now. I'll give you just a minute, okay? So here's the problem. The problem is this. I was assigned, but the ones in leadership never accepted me as their pastor, okay? We got a mess, what we got. Ones with the keys. So there's where we are. So it's up to you.
Am I permitted? He said he's going to do me a favor.
I'll give you from the floor because you're a member of the conference. You come to this mic and speak, you like me.
That's what I think. Yeah. I appreciate the reference to the discipline and would like to remind this conference that the discipline also grants certain rights and privileges to a pastor. And part of those rights and privileges are that the pastor cannot be removed by the stationing authority until his term of assignment has expired, unless by consent of the charge and the president. That was not followed in this process. I'm not here to start any kind of issues. I'm just saying that you can't take away the rights of a pastor or the congregation or the church. That's clearly that's a direct violation of the discipline of the Methodist Protestant Church. And so I'm asking that you guys strongly reconsider that, because there are rights and privileges and duties that are entitled to the minister and to the church.
I'd like to respond to Brother Andrews. That would be what he is saying is correct in a normal situation. This is not a normal situation. Brother Andrews has told people, members of this conference, at the conference and at other times, that he did not intend to take the church away from the Methodist Protestant denomination. But he's actually been planning that for about 3 or 4 years. Now, I can prove that, but we didn't remove him in a normal situation or circumstance.
So you didn't file a procedure?
We did, yes, we filed a procedure.
Yes,
when a pastor is accused of maladministration, of not following the discipline in his pastorate, of neglecting his duties, then and actually trying to undermine the authority of the Mississippi Conference, he can be removed at any time. Any time. So that's clear. And this was not a normal situation where we just wanted to move a pastor from one place to another. It's an abnormal situation where he neglected his duties, and they have been listed. I don't know how many points of violation of the Constitution and discipline of the Methodist Conference Church that Brother Andrews is guilty of. But he has received the information. The church supposedly was informed of all the violations and of the reasons why that we decided that he must be removed.
But there was no trial to...
You were offered a trial.
When?
If you wanted a trial, you could have it. All you had to do is ask for it.
Well, you can't,
we would have had to try you in 20 days.
Or
to the discipline, we would have had to try you in 20 days. And during in the meantime, when these charges were brought, you would not be able to carry on the functions of the office that you had to fill. You would have to be removed from that office. So while you wait on the trial, which is supposed to be by the discipline in 20 days, and you were offered that opportunity. But you chose not to. You said, I'm calling my lawyer. And so, what can you do?
I would like to go on public record as stating that Cross Point Church and I never intended for secular courts to be involved in this. I mean, I'm telling you guys that in front of God and everybody here. The very first day when I was issued my termination papers from with Don Dawson, Billy Frazier, Carlos, and all of them, they had an attorney present with them, Travis Vance, whose exact words, which we have that whole entire thing recorded, were, we will see you in court. So I believe that there is some miscommunication going on here, and I'm just telling you that there's going to be a... I'm just... strongly, we have tried our desperately to play by the conference rules and the discipline. I'm just asking you guys. Okay.
You haven't filed in that office.
Okay. Documentation is very key. So I'll just.
We also have that conversation recorded. Travis Vance was with us when we went to Cross Point Church. The reason he came there, he was never employed by the Mississippi Conference. He came there to make sure that we stayed inside the ecclesiastical law, which we did. You want to talk about miscommunication? When you got a board that shows up and tries to physically remove us from the property for trying to deal with a rogue pastor, there's where we go. Tell us to get off their property. Okay, there's a lot of miscommunication. I'm telling you what happened. We went there to try to talk. We were not talked to. It's been a chaos ever since. Now, parliamentarian.
I apologize for any kind of interruption. I really do. So.
My apologies.
I don't need to deal with this issue.
Do an up and down vote. I don't know whether or not to sit.
They're gone.
Damn. If you choose to seat the delegate from Cross Point Church, we'd ask you to stand now. Stand if you would choose to seat the delegate from Cross Point Church.
You gotta have a motion.
I make a motion that we do not accept the delegate from Cross Point Church without the proper credentials.
Motion has been made to not accept the delegate from Cross Point Church without the proper credentials. Do we have a second? All in favor of this motion, would you stand?
question is, were all the credentials signed by two parties, by the pastor or the chairman?
I don't know. We have
the credentials committee.
Brother Dan was chairman of that committee. That, Brother Dan, would you explain
this?
No,
they were
not.
They
were not signed.
You're in the middle of the vote.
Just continue with the vote, I'm sorry. Alright, maybe seated. Any opposed to that? Stand now. Brother Dan, can you explain it?
There were some that I had one signature. There were some of them that the credentials committee approved that just had one signature. You know, some churches don't have a pastor, and I'm not sure everyone truly understands the committee as a whole approved them.
Did you help me move the table up here yesterday afternoon?
What about the
Do you know what the stuff
did
that was on it?
We
can't find Billy Frazier's binder.
This morning,
and I got to print
the
ballot.
And I said,
there wasn't nothing on it. Uncle Bill took stuff off of it.
He said, no, we did not get them. We did, and that's why I gave him one last opportunity when I gave the report to turn them in.
Were they sent to
him?
They're sent to their delegate from the previous year, aren't they?
No, they're sent to the
pastor of the church.
And that's it? The delegate don't get one?
The certificate of election is sent to the pastor of the church, period. Did any other delegates receive a certificate of election from me other than those who did not have a pastor assigned?
Okay. Yeah.
I just spoke to Brother Billy. I'm not sure how many didn't ask him this question, but one of our bylaws states that a pastor should send in to the president of the conference the names of the delegates 60 days prior to the annual conference. He did not receive those names. If he had, I probably would have thought a little bit different about this, but there were no names sent in to him, to recognizing who their delegate was. I don't know how many of the other churches did that, but I know that one didn't.
This question settled now. All right, we're going to go ahead with our election. Again, the count for President of the Mississippi Conference. Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 2.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 3.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 4.
Newton Tweet.
Jim Tweet, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, tally.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 2.
Stephen Carter.
Stephen Carter, 1.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, 1.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 3.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 2.
Ralph Jura.
Ralph Jura, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 4.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, tally.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, 2.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 2.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 3.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 4.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 3.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, tally.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 2.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 3.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 4.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, tally.
Ralph Jura.
Ralph Jura, 2.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 1.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 2.
Billy Frazier.
Billy Frazier, 3.
Billy Frazier elected at 23.
Secretary.
Don't need any more ballots. Go to the district committee. We need 3 ministers.
Secretary Treasurer.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'm getting ahead because I've been bogged down so much. I just want to be there.
Anybody about it?
You got to vote?
Secretary.
I know what's next, too. Yeah, this is for treasure.
I'm sitting on that chair.
Yeah, I got treasure right here for you. You want me to take them up, Daddy?
for the treasurer. One more.
Treasurer.
Whoever you have.
Treasurer.
One name.
Treasurer.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson.
Robert Quinn.
Treasurer.
Bobby Dawson.
It's best on that anyway.
Bobby Dawson.
Donald Dawson.
They hadn't seen my records on the council
yet.
Treasurer.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson.
Treasurer.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson. Three.
Treasurer.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson. Four.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson. Three.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson. One.
Diane Reed. Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, three.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, four.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, ten.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, four.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, three.
Bobby Dawson. Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, ten.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, one.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, three.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, four.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, ten.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, one.
Who's this?
Bobby Dawson.
Treasurer. Bobby Dawson, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, three.
Thank you. Sorry, John. Keep me in.
It's treasurer. This is for treasure, so we'll set it to the side, I guess. Well, we can ask, but there's going to be a runoff on this one, so I'll ask. Has everybody cast their vote for treasure? Okay. We'll set it to the side till they do this runoff. Who's the runoff coming?
31.
Yeah. 31, there ain't gonna be no runoff.
Bobby Dawson elected 28. Now we need three ministers for the district committee. Three ministers. District committee. Three ministers. We're
going to do that, or we won't make a motion to keep the district committee the same. Do you want to give an explanation of why we think that's a good idea? Or?
Okay. All right. County treasurer votes. Robert Quimby.
Robert Quimby, one.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, two.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, three.
Quimby.
Quimby, four.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, Callie.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, one.
Quimby.
Quimby, two.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, three.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, four.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, Callie.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, one.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, two.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, three.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, four.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, Callie.
Diane Reed.
Diane Reed, one.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, one.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, two.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, three.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, four.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, Callie.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, one.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, two.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, three.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby, four.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby tally.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby one.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby two.
Robert Quimby.
Quimby three.
When the mob is in the Quimby, his dumb guy.
You gonna make it? You want me to?
You ready? You said you need.
Preachers. Three preachers.
Yeah, so you want me to make the motion done?
We've already voted you.
We don't have to, though. They're starting to take up the votes now.
Yeah, I know, but make a motion before we...
Right now. Now be the time, man.
Things late now.
They hadn't started counting their votes or anything.
Robert Quimby, 28 votes. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to matter. Doesn't make sense.
You need your 3 minutes for the district committee.
Can I make a motion that we keep the district committee like it is?
I second.
All in favor?
The whole committee.
The whole committee. Pastors and lay.
Motion and a second to accept the district committee as the
point of order.
Point of order.
Secretary cast the ballot.
The bylaw says that's the by secret ballot. I'm sorry, but that's our rules. And
I withdraw my motion.
Thank you.
Well, it cannot be accepted.
I will. Go ahead and tell you some things while we're doing this. They're taking that up. This district committee has done an excellent job this year. I was proud to see some of the leadership in our conference and what's been going on. So. I hope, you know, I'm tampering with you vote, I'm sorry, but I'll tell you, they've done a good job this year.
I have no problem with the sentiment, it's the...
legality.
Well, let's stay in the room, then. Let's stay in the room.
We have lived it. We've had to learn a lot in the last 6 months.
Hey, Bill.
You didn't leave that folder in my office.
We didn't
look
it.
Okay. I know y'all went over there yesterday.
I have lost my Methodist Protestant folder. I had to dial it for the rest of the nominated committee ballot. I thought Carolyn had it and she had printed it out, but there's a little bit of confusion there, so it hadn't been printed out. So, has anybody seen it? I had it with me yesterday. I left here and...
What's it look like?
It's the black Methodist Protestant folder. It's like...
Oh, the zip bag.
The zip bag. Yes, sir. Got my card in it and everything.
Oh, it looks like that.
That's what it looks like. If you see it, it's got my card in it. It is mine.
Yeah, make sure we're going to be here a while.
Okay, it's Diane.
Check yours if you got one. Make sure there's nothing. I won't accuse you of stealing, I'll accuse me of looting.
That's late for men, minister.
Yeah. There's two sitting there by you, Mr. Rock.
Radon messed up. Set back down.
If you have a blank ballot, you can begin voting for the three laypersons for the district committee and while we count the ministers.
The next one we're going to be doing is these three right here.
Yeah, that's one that already.
Okay, you got yours made up?
Yeah, we like that beer, don't we? All right, we'll begin counting our ministers for the district committee. Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, one.
Mark Williams. Wayne Sellers.
Sellers, one.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, one.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Smith, one.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald,
2. Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 3.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 2.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 2.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 3.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 3.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, Callie.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 4.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 1.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, Callie.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, Callie.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 2.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 1.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 1.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, 2.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 2.
Maxine Jenkins.
Maxine Jenkins, 1.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 3.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, 3.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 2.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 3.
Stephen Carter.
Stephen Carter, 1.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 4.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 4.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 3.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, Callie.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, Callie.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 4.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 1.
Carlos Dawson, the 2nd.
Carlos Dawson, 2nd, 1.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, Kelly.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 2.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 1.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 1.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 3.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 2.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 2.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, Callie.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 3.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 3.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 4.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, Callie.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, Callie.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, 1.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 1.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 1.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 1.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 2.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 2.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 2.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 3.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 3.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 3.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 4.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, 1.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, tally.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, tally.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, 2.
Carlos Dawson.
Carlos Dawson, 2nd. 1. Excuse me, 2.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, 2.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, tally.
Wayne Sellers.
Sellers, 1.
Mark Williams.
Williams, 1.
Ralph Gerald.
Gerald, 1.
Wayne Sellers.
Sellers, 2.
Mark Williams.
Williams, 2.
Mark Williams.
Williams, 3.
Wayne Sellers.
Sellers, 3.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 2.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 3.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 4.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 4.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, tally.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, 4.
John Jenkins.
Lay people.
Better look at this and make sure I got it right.
Lay people for the district.
Ralph Gerald. Wayne Sellers.
She did?
No.
Mark Williams.
That was pastors, ministers.
We have one that was lay people. We got in this place.
There you go.
That was yours that was cast out. Redo it. This is lay people for the district committee. Lay people for the district committee.
It might be.
I'll look. Lay people for the district committee. Lay people for the district committee.
Lay people for district committee.
Lay people for district committee. Getting old, you done forgot that already. Lay people for the district committee. They've already give theirs. They've already turned theirs in. Lay people for the district committee. Anybody not voted for lay people for the district? Robert Johnson. Yeah.
They're picking up for the lay persons of the district.
Let me keep that off the plate. We'll get. The next one will be pastors for the nominee. Huh? She's got it right there.
Right.
I thought you did turn it in. I thought you did hand it over.
I don't think so.
It would have been much easier if we could have just put them all right back in office again.
I know.
They was willing to serve.
Ralph Gerald,
Mark Williams, and Wayne
Sellers elected to the ministerial role of the district committee.
Can we vote on
the minister
for the nominating committee?
We need three of them.
I'm counting the lay people for the district.
Ministers for nominating committee. Ministers for the nominating committee.
Nancy Carmichael, one.
Okay.
Bill Howell, one.
Robert Johnson,
two.
Mary Ruth Sharp.
Ministers for nominating committee.
Bill Howell, two.
Mary Ruth Sharp.
Mary Ruth Sharp, two.
Robert Johnson,
three.
Bill Howell,
Ministers
three.
For the nominating committee.
Robert Johnson,
four.
Ministers
Mary
for the
Ruth
nominating
Sharp.
Committee.
Bill Howell,
four.
Mary Ruth Sharp.
Bill Howell,
Callie.
Robert Johnson, one.
Ministers of the nominating committee.
Bill Howell,
one.
Robert Johnson, two.
Mary Ruth Sharp, one.
Diane Reed, one.
Leslie Carmichael, three.
Robert Johnson, three. Bill Howell, two.
Robert Johnson, four.
Mary Ruth Sharp, three. Bill Howell, four. Robert Johnson, one. Mary Ruth Sharp, four. Bill Howell, Callie.
Ministers for the nominating committee. I'm still on ministers.
Mary Ruth Sharp, one.
Ministers for the nominating committee.
Bill Howell, two. Bill Howell, three.
Mary Ruth Sharp, three.
Robert Johnson, four.
Bill Howell, four. Robert Johnson, Callie.
Ministers for the nominating committee. You voting?
Bill Howell, Robert Johnson.
Ministers for the nominating committee.
Bill Howell.
I said over more than one.
How much did you find your book?
Yeah, I still didn't have
it. But stuff's missing out of it.
He's laying outside that tells you anything.
Mm-hmm. They got what they wanted out of it. Did you have anything important in there other than that one ballot?
Not anything.
We can reprint that ballot, huh?
Robert Johnson.
We can reprint that ballot, huh?
We're going to have to meet, though, and redo it.
Okay. That ain't no big deal. Just take a break.
Robert Johnson.
I just got to apologize.
You don't have to worry about it. It ain't your fault.
The Ohio.
Somebody took your stuff.
Robert Johnson.
Robert
Johnson,
too.
Hey.
Did a good job this morning, too. And I thought, you know, you did a good job of what you said in your report and all that. So I thought, lost
Mayor
it.
Thank you.
Bill Howell.
Bill Howell, 3.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 4.
Mary Ruth Sharp.
Mary Ruth Sharp, 3.
Leslie Carmichael.
I'll let you hold this.
Bill
Howell.
Bill
Howell,
4.
Diane Reed.
Diane Reed, 2.
Duffy Banks.
Duffy Banks, 1.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, Cali.
Bill Howell.
Bill Howell, Cali.
Let's make sure I say ministers for the nominating committee. Anybody not voted on ministers for the nominating committee? Okay. I'll take care. I'll hold this one. Huh? That's ministers for the nominating committee. I got a. This is going to be lay people for the nominator committee. Yeah, Robert Quimby won it. Wasn't unanimous, but it was 28 votes.
We have an election for the layperson of the district committee is Robert Johnson with 25, Bill Howell with 25, and Mary Ruth Sharp at 23.
Off on that one.
Yeah, Babbitt, you can go ahead and begin writing the 3 laypersons for the nominating committee.
Okay. There's lay people for the nominating committee. Lay people for the nominating committee. I got some extras. Lay people.
Minister for the nominating committee, Nate Ballard.
Lay people. Is that ministers, Uncle Bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
got one vote.
Bill's on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is lay people for the nominating committee. That I'm taking up here. Yes, ma'am.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, 1.
Mark Williams.
Nate Ballard.
This is lay people for the nominating committee.
Carlos Dawson. Second.
Haven't got to stationing committee yet.
Tony Lambert.
That's one you put in there.
Tony Lambert, one.
Dan Henry. Maxine Jenkins.
Maxine Jenkins, one.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, two.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, three.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, three.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, four.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, four.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, three.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, Talon.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, Talon.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, four.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, one.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, one.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, Talon.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, two.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, two.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, three.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, three.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, one.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, three.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, four.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, four.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, tally.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, three.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, tally.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, four.
Newton McQueen.
Newton McQueen, one.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, one.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, one.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, four.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, tally.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Smith, one.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, two.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, one.
Maxine Jenkins.
Maxine Jenkins, two.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, tally.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, two.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, three.
Carlos Dawson, the second.
Carlos Dawson, the second, two.
Newton Petweet.
Newton Petweet, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, three.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, one.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Smith, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, four.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, two.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, tally.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Smith, three.
Carlos Dawson, the second.
Carlos Dawson, the second, three.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, four.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, one.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, three.
Ralph Gerald.
Ralph Gerald, one.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, tally.
John Jenkins.
John Jenkins, one.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, one.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, two.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, four.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, two.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, tally.
Carlos Dawson, the second.
Carlos Dawson, the second, four.
LaDon Dawson.
LaDon Dawson, one.
James Carter.
James Carter, one.
Nate Ballard.
8 ballot 3.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry 1.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson 3.
Maxine Jenkins.
Maxine Jenkins 3.
LaDon Dawson.
LaDon Dawson 2.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard 4.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams 1.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams 2.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard tally.
Wayne Seller.
Wayne Seller 2.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard 1.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson 4.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Smith 4.
Everybody turn in their vote on lay people for the nominating committee. I think everybody's voted already. Okay.
That's the stationing committee. It's going to be next. Get that vote in.
Committee for ministers. 21 for Nate Ballard, 19 for Bobby Dawson, and 17 for Mark Williams. If you have a blank ballot, you can begin voting on two ministers for the stationing committee. I got plenty of ballots. We have some more up here if you need some.
This back row is always prepared. That's what I like about you guys. That's what I like about you guys. Y'all always prepared on that back row. Glo got hers labeled so she don't get them confused. This is ministers for the stationing committee. Bill, how are you doing? You need a pen? Okay. Okay, you wait just a minute. Huh? This is ministers for the stationing committee. I was just trying to speed up this process. Ministers for the stationing committee. Ministers for the stationing committee. All
right. Susie Smith.
Susie Smith.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, too.
Andrew Hosey.
Hosey 1.
Oh, White did.
Oh,
Whitehead
1.
Leslie Carmichael.
Leslie
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, one.
Diane Reed.
Diane Reed, one.
Diane Reed.
Diane Reed, two.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, two.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, two.
Donis Chatham.
Donis Chapman, two, excuse me, one.
Lester Carmichael.
Lester Carmichael, two.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, three.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, three.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, four.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, three.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, four.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, Cali.
Robert Quimby.
Robert Quimby, one.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, one.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, Cali.
Bill Howell.
Bill Howell. Bill Howell, one.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, one.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, two.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, four.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, Cali.
Lester Carmichael.
Lester Carmichael, one.
Noah Whitehead.
I thought Miss Leslie was already. Miss Leslie's got three. She should have.
I wrote her. She didn't get back up. Carmichael, three. What was the next one? Whitehead.
Laura Whitehead.
Laura Whitehead, two.
Lori McConnell.
Lori McConnell, two.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, three.
Ann Fleming.
Ann Fleming, one.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, one.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, four.
Ann Fleming.
Ann Fleming, two.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, Cali.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, two.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, two.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, three.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, one.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, three.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, four.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, two.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, four.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, Cali.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, three.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, Cali.
Leslie Carmichael.
Leslie Carmichael, four.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, four.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, one.
Leslie Carmichael.
Leslie Carmichael, Cali.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, Cali.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, two.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, one.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, one.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, three.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, two.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, two.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, four.
Leslie Carmichael.
Leslie Carmichael, one.
Diane Reed.
Diane Reed, three.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, Cali.
Lori McConnell.
Lori McConnell, three.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, three.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, one.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, two.
Doyle Whitehead.
Doyle Whitehead, three.
Doyle Gilmore.
Doyle Gilmore, one.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, four.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, 3.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 3.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun and Cali.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 4.
Lori McConnell.
Lori McConnell, 4.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, 1.
Castro. Angel Hosey.
Angel Castro. Hosey, 4.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, Cali.
Thomas Calhoun.
Thomas Calhoun, 2.
Angel Hosey.
Angel Hosey, Cali.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 1.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, 1.
Leslie Carmichael.
Leslie Carmichael, 2.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 2.
Can Nate receive a vote as a
layperson?
Just can't count that one.
Got such a monotony there, I forgot what we do.
That sounds odd, but. Ministers for the stationing committee. Everybody voted for ministers for the stationing committee. Okay, that's it. You can give me that offering plate and I'll. We don't have to do the rest by secret ballot, do we? This is it for secret ballot? Yeah, we still got lay people for this. Lay people. Lay persons for the stationing committee.
Person
for station committee. You reconsidering? Lay people for the station committee. You come back here giving him advice?
Yeah.
He needs it. It doesn't matter whether he listens or not, you just still got to give the advice. There you go, Dan. Lay people for station and committee.
Tony Lambert.
Tony Lambert, 1.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 1.
Ralph Gerald.
Rapture, 1.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 2.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, 1.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, 1.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 3.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, 1.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, 4.
LaDon Dawson.
LaDon Dawson, 1.
Nick Patuit.
Lay people for stationing committee.
Nick Patuit, 1.
Ralph Durham.
Ralph Durham, too.
LaDon Dawson.
LaDon Dawson, too.
Razor Smith.
Razor Smith, one.
Newton Petweek.
Newton Petweek, three.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, two.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, one.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, three.
Ralph Durrell.
Ralph Durrell, three.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, two.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, four.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, three.
Newton Petweek.
Newton Petweek, four.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, four.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, tally.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Smith, two.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, one.
Bobby Dawson.
Bobby Dawson, one.
Newton Petweek.
Newton Petweek, tally.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, two.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, three.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, two.
Nate Ballard.
Nate Ballard, three.
Wayne Seller.
Wayne Seller, four.
Newton Petweek.
Newton Petweek, one.
Wayne Seller.
Wayne Sellers, tally.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, one.
Wayne Sellers.
Sellers, two.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, tally.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, one.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, three.
Newton Petweek.
Newton Petweek, two.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Smith, three.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, two.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, four.
Carlos Dawson, the second.
Carlos Dawson, the second, one.
Mark Williams.
Mark Williams, two.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, tally.
Newton Petweek.
Newton Petweek, three.
Newton Petweek.
Newton Petweek, four.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, one.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry, three.
Wayne Sellers.
Wayne Sellers, two.
We didn't get a, I don't think we got an election on that one. I think we're going to have to, I think we're going to have to do a runoff on one. We got one, Brother Wayne made it, huh? Who's it going to be between? There's going to be a runoff, though. It's going to have to be done first. Yeah. It's going to be between Dan Henry and Newton Petweek runoff.
We have an election. 28 ballots cast. Wayne Sellers with 22. And we have to have a runoff between Dan Henry and Newton Petweek. Is that what y'all got?
Yep.
What y'all want to do there? What we need to do? We only need two. If there's runoff, we need one of those men.
Yeah, just need the two.
Yeah, we got a runoff between Hughes Petit and Dan Henry.
That's runoff, right?
This is the runoff vote. Newton Tweet, Dan Henning. Runoff. All right. Runoff. Runoff vote. Newton Petit, Dan Henry. Okay. Good deal. Is everybody voted on the runoff? Okay, Miss Angel. This is the runoff.
We got the runoff. Dan Henry and Newton Petit for the station committee. Newton Petit.
Petit 1.
Dan Henry.
Henry 1.
Dan Henry.
Henry 2.
Newton Petit.
Petit 2.
Dan Henry.
Henry 3.
Dan Henry.
Henry 4.
Newton Petit.
Petit 3.
Newton Petit.
Petit 4.
Dan Henry.
Henry Callie.
Newton Petit.
Petit Callie.
Newton Petit.
Newton Petit 1.
Newton Petit.
Petit 2.
Newton Petit.
Petit 3.
Newton Petit.
Petit 4.
Newton Petit.
Petit Callie.
Newton Petit.
Petit 1.
Dan Henry.
Henry 1.
Dan Henry.
Henry 2.
Dan Henry.
Henry 3.
Dan Henry.
Henry 4.
Dan Henry.
Henry Callie.
New Petit.
New Petit 2.
New Petit.
New Petit 3.
Dan Henry.
Henry 1.
Dan Henry.
Henry 2.
New Petit.
New Petit 4.
Dan Henry.
Henry 3.
Dan Henry.
Henry 4.
Want Brother Billy to cast a tie and vote? Tiebreaker?
President?
What we do?
You got a tie vote, Brother President. You going to break the tie vote?
Vote again? Vote again.
Let's vote again because everybody didn't vote. The committee has been so busy we have forgotten to vote. One more time.
Yeah, let's take our votes, put them back in the pile. Y'all add y'all's in.
You're going to really make a difference.
Vote again.
Vote again.
Give me a collection. And I'll collect them. Y'all vote. Y'all put y'all's in first or last? Put them in first, then they can. You want to vote on this one, Brother Billy? There's four of them. That's going to still make it an even number. You vote, it'll be an odd number.
You don't know how to put the mustard on.
We're going to love you either way, Brother Billy.
As long as you do that, I don't.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
I was getting in too big of a hurry, Mr. Dan. That's what was happening. I see you back up here now. Y'all got it all down that way? All right. Yes, sir. Henry per tweet. Yeah. Can we just make them into one? Let me give you all the ones I get. All right.
First.
Dan Henry.
Went from
Henry.
Wednesday to Thursday, but we
Newton
went
Tweet.
Back a day.
Newton Tweet. Dan Henry.
Were you responsible for these?
No. Oh, it's not.
They're mighty pretty.
But yeah, but we know somebody messed up.
Yeah. I sure did. I said, we went backwards today.
But look at me. But we're smart enough not to say nothing.
It sure is pretty, though. Oh, it's
good. You
understand
what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah, they'll be having it in trial. It's hard to find somebody to do that. That's like trying to get a treasure.
All right, lay person for the safety committee.
Brilliant.
Kevin Fraser, 1.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 3.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 3.
Lester Carmichael.
Lester Carmichael, 1.
Noel Gilmore.
Gilmore, 1.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 4.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 4.
Robert Quimby.
Robert Quimby, 2.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, tally.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, tally.
Lester Carmichael.
Lester Carmichael, 2.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 1.
Ray McConnell.
Corey McConnell, 1.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 2.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 1.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 3.
Bill Howard.
Bill Howard, 1.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 2.
Laura Calhoun.
Laura Calhoun, 2.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 4.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 3.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 4.
Noel Whitehead.
Robert Johnson, tally. Yeah, okay.
Noel
Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead,
4.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, tally.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 1.
Dominic Chatham.
Donis Chatham, 1.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 2.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 3.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 1.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 4.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 2.
Robert Quimby.
Robert Quimby, 3.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, tally.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 1.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 3.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 2.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 4.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 3.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, tally.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, 4.
Bill Howard.
Bill Howard, 2.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 1.
Laura Calhoun.
Laura Calhoun, 3.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 2.
Ann Fleming.
Ann Fleming, 1.
Noel Whitehead.
Noel Whitehead, 3.
Mary Ruth Sharp.
Mary Ruth Sharp, 2.
Good, good. Okay, good.
We got an election.
Miss Laura says we got it.
We got it.
Okay. So we can have preaching now. Excuse me.
Laity for the stationing committee of Robert Johnson. Noel Whitehead. 19
and Noel Whitehead with 18. Praise the Lord.
Well, we got it broke in,
that's
all I got.
Yeah. That's right.
I'll explain it later. We're going to have to...
You need that motion.
Need a motion?
Is that right? I move we suspend the elections until you get the nominating committee together on the ballot.
Okay.
I second it.
All in favor of this, let me know, saying aye.
Aye.
And I will tell you the rest of the story when we convene again. It's about a 5 or 10 minute recess. I know we entered 11 o'clock service, but it's been sitting a long time. Let's go to the bathroom and we'll start back here in about